Hello, sister brewers.
Welcome back to another episode.
I feel so comfy.
We have a new friend.
This is what's his name again?
Conway.
Conway.
Oh, wow.
Conway the ladybug, or is it a centipede? Can you? Okay. Anyways, what did you say?
Nothing. You just said okay.
Okay. Look at her rings. Look how pretty.
She's a
spiritual girl.
I can't wait to get more.
So today we're going
to... She shushed me this time.
Today we're going to be talking about...
I'm enough. We're talk about how we, like, always diminish ourselves and, like, you know, we struggle with believing that you are enough. Like, we're always like, oh, I'm going to wait until this happens for me to do this, or, like... You know, I have to, like, graduate school before I actually start doing my side business, or I have to do...
Like, you give yourself, like, a timeline for everything.
Right, or, like, when I lose, like, 20 pounds...
Then I'll be happy.
You know, like, no, you are enough now. Like, everything you have, like, you are enough. Like,
you just gotta believe in yourself, you know? Exactly.
And I feel like for the longest time, we didn't think we're enough. Like, we're always, like... prolonging things, or like, oh, we'll do this when, or we'll record this episode, like, even today we're like, when the hell we're gonna record it, like, let's just, like, go for
just do it, yeah. You know, because I think we're always waiting for something to happen for us to go through the process, like, oh, if this person gives me this offer, then I'll do it, or like, once we hit this many followers, then we should take it more seriously. Are just some examples, not that we say that, but it's just examples of how you kind of push yourself back, waiting for a moment to happen when you can just
Because you just stay stagnant, you know, like, you don't move forward like that, because you're always like, oh, when this happens, then I'll, you know, and, like, I don't know, it's just because when I drive, and, like, it's like my meditation,
when,
like,
when I drive
it's like my meditation time, like, I'm able to, like, you know, think and stuff. Actually, I hate taking calls when I'm driving, because that's, like, my me time.
So true.
And I'm like, no, like, if you call me when I'm driving, I'm in a meeting. Like, leave me alone. I'm in a meeting with myself.
How about that? I'm in a meditation while I'm driving. Exactly. Please don't bother me.
So I was just, like, thinking, I'm like, you know, like, do I care what people think? Do I want to live my life fully, or do I always... think, like, oh, this is going to make me look foolish, or, you know, people are going to think this is dumb, or, you know, people are going to think this, people are going to think that, like, always caring about what other people are going to think, or, like, thinking, like, oh, I'm not professional enough to do that, or I'm not, like, I don't have enough experience to do that.
I don't look like certain girls. Yeah, like, that's the worst thing.
Yeah, I'm like, am I going to wait for that? Like, am I going to let that destroy me living my life to the fullest of its potential? Like, who cares if, like, this video is out there and somebody thinks, like, oh my gosh, she sounds so dumb, or, like,
right,
she has an accent, or she this or that. But if I care about all this stuff, like, I would never, like, even get off, like, out of bed in the morning. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, even starting, like, this podcast to begin with, because, like...
Anyways, as I was saying... I didn't finish my thought.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Did you see the way she looked at me? She's like, go.
No, but for real. No, and then I just said, F it. Like, I'm just going to go for it. And I'm just going to live my life to the fullest. Like, I'm just going to, like, fully live my life for me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of living for other people's opinions or other people's approvals. Like, I am enough to do this now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I mean, you have to understand that, like, even with that mindset, you are going to have bad days. Like, you are going to have days where you're like... like, do I keep going? Like, it's not gonna be rainbows and butterflies all the time.
Yeah.
But as long as you keep going, you don't listen to the negative thoughts, then you're good to go.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, like, even with this podcast, like, it wasn't easy for us to start either, because we also had, like, an idea with the podcast. Like, we wanted to look a certain way, or, like, feel a certain way in the beginning. I feel like that's how it always is. But then I feel like we just went with it, and then it just became more, like, authentic and raw. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Because, like, from the get go,
we're not gonna be perfect anymore.
Yeah, like, yeah. Even from the get go, we're like, you know, we don't want to edit anything out, because then, you know, like, we just want this to be raw. Like, whatever, we'll just go with it.
Yeah.
And the fact that we had all our odds against us when we first started this.
Yeah, exactly.
And we still started. I was like, oh my god, I'm so proud of us for you know, like, still going.
Because not everyone supported.
Like, the closest people to us did not support this.
No.
And. you know, it's like, oh my gosh, or like somebody from work had seen my the podcast page, okay, and they were like, oh my god, Joy, what are you doing? Like, that's so weird. And I was like,
no way. Mm-hmm.
I told you this. Don't you remember? No. I'll tell you after who it was.
Okay.
And I was like, told me. I swear I did. Anyway, whatever. I will tell you. Well, when I tell you who it is, then you'll be like, oh, that's right. Anyway,
okay.
And I was like, well. And then in the moment, I actually wanted to, like, excuse myself. And I wanted to put the blame on you. And be like, oh, that's my sister's thing, you know?
My sister actually is
Oh my god. My brain was like, no, why are you going to do that? You know, like.
It's like not wanting to be judged.
Yeah. You know? So, like, immediately, like, I thought of, like, how do I get out of the situation? How do I not look weird?
Like,
how
listen,
do
I, like, Karen. Make,
how do I, like, you know, people please this person now so that they can, like, not think weird of me? And I'm like, I don't care. I was like, yes, that is my hobby. It's something that I enjoy and I do, like, you know, part time. But I said, if that would become, like, my full time gig, like, you know, like, whatever, it is what it is, but right now, like, my, it's a hobby of mine, whatever, like, I'm into, like, you know, like, and this is, like, energy healing, spirituality, like, building a community of like-minded people that, you know, like, obviously, I don't know why it is like this, but a lot of times, like, the people that we come across that are into this stuff, they're always, like, the black sheep, you know? So I just, I feel like, you know, like, the community is all
like
about...
Like the weirdos?
Because that's what they call something, you know? Like, Oh, like, I'm weird. Yeah. Well, what if I'm not weird and the people that are so this mainstream, like, are actually the weirdos?
It's not even, like, anything weird. It's literally spirituality and just, like, taking care of yourself, because spirituality comes with meditation. Like, that's looking after your mental health, you know, your mental being, stress levels.
Like, going to therapy if you need to.
Therapy,
like,
Reiki.
Doing Reiki healings, you know, and, like, I'm officially a Reiki master.
She's the Reiki master. Yes. She did it.
I finally did it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And that's another thing. Like,
look out for that soon, though.
What?
Look out for that soon, because she's going to be needing clients.
I don't need clients. The clients will find me. Like,
well,
I don't,
she's gonna,
you know,
start. She's gonna start. So look out for that. Go ahead.
So I feel like the right people will gravitate themselves to me. You know, like to get that healing from me.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited. Like, I have, like, all these ideas that I want to do, like different classes and stuff like that. And I was sitting in meditation today, and I like, the way that I want to do this class came up. Anyways, I sidetracked. What was I saying? Sidetracked.
We were talking about, like, what spirituality comes with. It's not all, like, taboo and stuff, because...
I was going to say something. I forgot. Whatever. Oh, yes.
Okay.
I was going
to
say...
She had to look at me.
Yeah. So, last year... So, I just finished my Reiki Master, but last year, in June of 2023, I got my level one.
Yeah.
And then I stopped, because I think, like, I freaked out, or I was like, oh my god, how am I going to do all these things? Like, I'm already overwhelmed. Like, I don't need another thing on my plate, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I had a lot of things going on at the time, so... Then I was like, you know what? I have to do this. I have to get out there and I have to do this. Like, again, I am enough now to do this. I don't have to wait for tomorrow. I don't have to wait for next year when, like, I have, you know, like, you're always waiting for that something. Like, oh, when this happens, I will. So and so. No, I was like, I have to go for it. So I did level two. And then right after that, I was like, sign me up. I need to do my master Reiki right now, because I know if I leave it, like, I'm, you know, I'm gonna start waiting for whenever I'm ready again.
Exactly.
So, and now I feel so fulfilled that I did all of it, you know?
Exactly.
But yeah, I feel like it's like that message of, like, you are enough to do the things you want to do now. I mean, obviously sometimes there will be different circumstances of that course. Will stop you from doing something. That's normal, that's life, you're human.
But for the try.
Right. But I feel like for the most part, a lot of times, like, we self-sabotage, and I think that's like one of the biggest things that we do as human beings. And sometimes we've gone through a lot of things, or if you've been criticized as a child, if, like, all the things that you wanted to do in your childhood growing up were always, like, seen as weird, out of the norm, or, like, well, please, you're gonna do that, or, like, oh, you need to do this, like, you need to be a lawyer, you need to be a doctor, or whatever. Like, if you were not, like, validated for the things that you wanted to do, I feel like there's always going to be that part of you that you're like, oh my god, like, am I, you know, you're like, now you've learned to criticize yourself.
I've definitely self-sabotaged as a kid.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
all the time. But yes. even by my teachers, too.
Like, oh, yeah, it doesn't have to be just yeah. parents. It can be teachers. It can be, yeah. like, your older cousin. Like, it can be your aunt, your yeah. uncle, like, your grandparents. Like, anybody who's been mm-hmm. around you, pretty much, you know? Like, I'll never forget when my uncle called me a whale when I was 9 years old because I was a little chunkier than everybody else in the family. And, like, I jumped in the water and he's like, oh, my God, you look like a whale. And I was like...
And that was, like, thanks, so normal asshole. For them, though.
Because right. And, like, nobody stood up for me. You know what I mean? It's yeah. like, but as a kid, like, that stayed with me. Yeah, like, exactly. the fact that I remembered that.
Words hurt.
You know?
Words hurt.
But that's, like, an example. Like, yeah. and I've always been, like, self-conscious about my yep. weight. And that we can definitely, like, do another topic on that.
That's agreeable, though. Because even as a kid, my teachers, though, used to tell me, like, you can't do that. Like, you're not smart enough for that. And I'm like... Who hires these teachers?
Give me the name and
the older sister comes out. No, because I was never good at math. Like, I was never good at math, okay? Me I was good neither. At everything else except for math.
Also, though, it's not that you weren't smart. Those teachers didn't know how to teach the
math. They didn't know how to teach me.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was different kids in the class just like me yeah. that had a little trouble, like, learning
yeah.
Some parts in math. But they would just, like, give out worksheets and just expect the kids to know what to do. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
that's
right.
not teaching.
Oh,
that's not teaching.
And again, that's a whole different, like, episode that we could do with that because...
But this stems from not good enough,
from,
too. Like,
yeah.
Because then I grew up thinking, like, okay, but I'm not smart enough to do things that I want to do, you know?
No, but I mean, like, teachers. Like, teaching
teachers
in such
general.
A, like,
yeah, yeah.
you know, cookie-cutter way. Like not, we're not all the same. Hello?
No, exactly.
And then they all say, oh, well, you're not all the same. Okay, so then... Like, teach differently.
Find different ways. Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. It's funny how you always remember the one teacher that, like, really stood out. Because I'll never yeah. forget my 8th grade teacher. He was, like, the best of all of them. Like, he...
That's so funny. My 8th grade teacher, math teacher, was the best, too.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Props him. I wish I could remember his name right now, but I don't. Whatever. I can't remember. Maybe I should ask Alba. Maybe she remembers. But he was amazing. Like, again, I hated math. Like, that was
yeah.
the one thing that I hated.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get into it. And he made me actually love it.
Exactly.
I was excited to, like, learn the next
yeah,
step.
You
I was
knew
excited
what you were
to.
Doing.
Yeah, because he was explaining it in such a
yeah.
way that I would understand. And I excelled in math in 8th grade. I was, like, excellent. And then the same thing happened to me in high school. We had a teacher that was, like, horrible at teaching math. Like, I don't even know.
And you're like,
was,
I don't want
to
do it
like,
anymore.
I think he had, like, weird shit in his basement, to be honest.
Okay,
he was one of those,
okay.
He was definitely one of those people that you're like,
okay.
If I check in your basement, are you sure you're not going to get arrested? Like, you know?
What kind of teachers did you have?
Well, you know, millennial over here.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was horrible. I didn't learn anything. Like, so first year, second year, and then third year, I had, like, the most amazing math teacher again. Because he explained things in a way where I understood and I didn't feel stupid, you know? So then
yeah.
I wanted to keep learning. Because that self-esteem was building up.
Exactly, yeah.
So I feel like, you know, the fact that I am enough is just like a mantra, it's just a word. But kind of figure out where it comes from in you,
yeah.
you know? Like, why do you not feel like you're enough? Like, what is
right.
it that thing
Who's
that's stopping
you, that? Yeah.
you? Yeah, yeah, from, like, going after your dreams. Like,
yeah.
just doing it, you know? Sometimes all it takes is just getting up in the morning. You know what I mean? And, like,
simple
going
thing.
To, like, that store to buy that thing that you want to create. Or, like, you know, like, I don't know, if you were creating cakes, let's say. Just go to Michael's and buy the stuff that you need.
Yeah.
Start. Just put it out there. And then who knows, you know?
Just start small. As
yeah.
long as, like, you're progressing every day slowly, then that still counts, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you just bought the stuff, like you said, that still counts.
Like, right.
you're starting.
Like,
that's
step one. Like, that's the most important step. It's
yeah.
not going to fall out of the sky.
Exactly.
You know?
Like,
I mean, somebody could come gift it to you. It could come to you in that way. Like, somebody could be like, hey, listen, I don't know what to do with this, like, cake stuff. I'm done with this. I'm moving on to something else. I want to donate it. Like, I don't know. You know what
exactly,
I mean? Like, the
yeah.
universe could find ways to bring things to you.
But you need
such
action.
Sometimes you need action
yeah.
In certain things. You know, sometimes if you are really good with your feminine energy where you're just like, all right, I believe wholeheartedly that the universe will bring this to me. And you're, like, you have that healed feminine energy in you, things will come to you.
Yeah.
But if you struggle with that and you're like, oh, I don't know if I believe that, or, you know, then, okay, like, you need to act for your masculine. Like, you need to get out and take action.
Yeah.
Because that's what the masculine does. But again, just having that balance between feminine and masculine energy is so important.
And yin and yang.
Exactly. Yeah. And just, like, believing that you are enough. And that is not going to happen overnight. Because, you know, I can say 100 mantras in the mirror. But if I don't believe them, it's just...
Fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
You gotta fake it till you make it.
Taylor Swift even said that one of her newest songs. You gotta fake it till you make it. Sorry, my daughter's... it was Michael Jackson as Taylor Swift. Hopefully next is Elvis Presley. I doubt it, but whatever.
I don't think she's gonna get Elvis Presley. I really don't think
so. So, yeah, I mean, you know, like, just fake it till you make it. Like, just keep repeating those things. Because a lot of times we're like... But I'm saying this, but I don't believe it. Like, what's the point of this?
You will eventually.
Eventually, yeah. It will, you know, you will. Because you're reprogramming your mind. Don't forget that, you know? Your subconscious.
Sometimes, like, what's reality and what's, you know,
yeah, so fake, you're, like, reprogramming your mind, basically, to, like, you know, change from the thoughts that were implanted in you. Because we didn't come into this world, you know, so complex. Like, no. I feel like we just became that way.
We've made ourselves like that.
Yeah, so. Like our environments, the people that raised us. It shouldn't be that complicated. I mean, we came in here, like, loving ourselves, believing in ourselves, you know?
Because we had so much magic as kids.
Yes.
Like, but then it was, like, mine was destroyed by myself and my teachers. But, like, growing up, like, when you realize where it comes from, you try to heal yourself slowly, slowly from it. But we definitely came into this world, like, magical. Like, we wanted to, like, rule the world. Like, we had so many ideas. Creativity, and then it's funny how that slowly dies down.
I used to be a huge manifester when I was a kid, and I'll never forget this one time when I, like, really wanted something, and I don't know, it was crazy, and, like, it just, I concentrated in the moment, and I was like, this is what it's gonna be. Like, I literally closed my eyes, and I was like, oh my god, this is what it's gonna be, and then I opened it up, and that's what it was.
Well, because we really believed as kids.
Yeah.
Like, we really believed, like, if we wanted something, we would have it.
Yeah.
You know? We were kind of, like, little, like,
Harry Potter's.
Like, Harry Potter's. Sorry, like, Harry Potter's.
I was so obsessed with magic when I was little, too. Like, all the Merlin, like, the wizard, Merlin the Wizard books, like, Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, like, the kits and,
like,
stuff.
Oh my gosh, I would, like, make weird potions, like, I don't know. I was such
a
little
paranormal
witch.
Kid.
Oh, yeah, you
I
were.
I was a paranormal kid.
Yeah, you were so freak us out.
Yeah. That's a different, like, whole thing. Oh, I used to freak them out as a kid.
And we have an episode on that, where it all started. Yeah.
Oh my god, yes, we do.
Like, that was in the very early stages
of
our podcast. And I think we had no time to film, like, in person like this, so we actually... Oh, sorry, okay, because I have to pick up my kids. I thought it was... 2 o'clock.
She tapped her phone so harshly.
Oh my gosh.
No.
But yeah, we're good, we were driving. It was one of those episodes where we were driving.
When we started the podcast, we had to, like, just film some of the stuff from, like, the voice memos in the car.
Yeah.
That's why you hear, like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, like, the car was driving.
It was so loud on the highway. I think we filmed that Conjuring
episode. Yes, we should do another one like that.
Oh my god.
But, like, in an actual setting, you know?
Actual setting. But now we're here with...
Film inside the Conjuring house.
Oh,
an episode inside the Conjuring. Let's do it, please. No, I know.
Okay, I almost said give this a thumbs up.
What did you just say?
Okay, let us know on our Instagram if you'd like
comment
to see that.
And let us know if you want us to go to the Conjuring house.
You're gonna make me go to the Holy Church like 3 times a day.
And we'll protect ourselves.
Right.
And we'll bring our Florida water and all that
stuff. I'm bringing the Bible.
In the little library, we can film a podcast episode there. Let's see if we can do that.
I don't know what possessed her to say this today.
I don't know what it possessed her.
But I guess we might go to the Conjuring house to film an
Let's
episode.
Let's see. Okay, let us know if you...
Imagine the
cool.
episode is how not to get possessed. This just went into a whole different topic. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I am enough. You are enough.
You are
we
enough.
Are
Everyone's
all
enough. You just have to believe it.
Just have to believe it.
If you have a dream,
fake it till
go
you make
for it.
It.
Fake it till you make it. Do what you have to do to get to where you need to be, and don't worry about the judgment, because we're in the same boat.
Exactly.
Because sometimes
we're
have
really
days
in the same boat.
Where we're like, if we post this, someone's gonna, from our family, for example, is gonna see it. If we post that, we're gonna get judged. Just do it. Just do it. She has
now
a card for you.
An oracle card
for the collective.
What do we need to hear? All right, cards. So I got these cards for her 21st birthday for her. So they're not mine. They're actually
just so you guys know.
So they're so cute. The look. Oh, I was like, look,
look.
It's so cute. Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, it wanted to come out.
Wish upon a star. Oh my gosh. Oh. I am made from the stuff of stars.
I matter. Oh, you see? God.
Can you like do zoom
you are, in? I can't do zoom in because I'm all the way here and the camera's over there. Oh god, she's getting up. If you knock down the computer. Okay.
Look how beautiful this is.
Look at that. So you are enough. You matter.
Wish upon a star. I am made from the stuff of stars. I matter.
Watch the wire. Okay, good.
Doing karate stuff here, okay.
I love it.
I love it. I think we might start doing like card pulls at the end of
it. Yeah, I think this will be so much fun. So let's see what it really means.
Yeah, before we end this, let's see what it is. Are you gonna find it for the reading?
Please, hold on a second.
Is that Giselle?
No, that's the other. Okay. Oh, it's the last card. Okay. You can do this witchcraft. You can do this witchcraft by either going outside on a clear night and seeing the real stars, or by drawing a star on your wall with chalk or cutting some out of a cardboard and decorating them. Okay.
What is this?
Choose a special star and know that you are part of a powerful universe and are made of every element that these mighty stars are. Feel that light and joy and power and make a wish upon a star. Clap 3 times. It is done.
Can I just say something? Every time she sees her name, she gets like so like, so like, oh my god, my name. Like, when it's, before we end this, when it's Christmas time, oh my god.
Alicia, like, look at my name.
Look, it's me. Look, it's me. Oh my god, they decorated their house with me because her name is on the doorstep.
Anyway, I'm extra like that sometimes. This is a Gemini in me, okay?
I knew you were going to say that. I have an Aquarius?
No, I have an Aquarius. Oh. My north node is an Aquarius.
What's a north node?
That's your creativity and stuff. Like all
people that are listening to this audio and not the video, she just waved her hands like this. I'm an Aquarius. Anyways.
Oh my gosh.
We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Yes. And we thank you every day for your support.
Thank you so much for listening. Even if it's one of you, like, it doesn't matter. You're still there.
That's
thank
our
you
main. So much. That's our main. Whoever that one person is, that's our main. Are you real? Kidding me?
Thank you.
OG.
We adore you.
Thank
we
you
love
guys
you.
So much. We love you so much. And
two. There was 4 twos on the timer when I saw it.
Oh my god.
Look at the end.
Bye, sister Brewer.
Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.